Thank you for tuning in to the YouTube podcast. I am your host, Edward A. Thomas. I am the pastor of Antioch Church. You're not here by accident. We are connected on purpose for a purpose. I believe this, y'all, that today is your day. This podcast is designed to produce increase in your life, increase in your spiritual desire to go higher in your spiritual walk. This podcast will interview inspirational, ordinary people with extraordinary stories of success and journeys that will motivate and inspire us to be the very best version of ourselves. I call this podcast Maximum Attitude Produces Maximum Results. I always say that. I always say maximum attitude produces maximum results, a minimum attitude produces minimum results, and a bad attitude produces bad results every single time. So today, we're going to lay a foundation, and I want you to relax and enjoy the podcast. Enjoy the foundation. We're going to release one of these podcasts once a month, but in the first couple of months of 2023, we're going to release at least two podcasts a month because we got to lay foundation. I set the foundation with a fast. I want you guys to participate in the fast. Also, I'm going to bring on one of the premier prayer warriors in this nation, Bishop William H. Murphy. I'm going to lay the foundation for prayer. We're just going to enjoy this year. We're going to divide this podcast into segments. This podcast, first, we're going to talk about what the foundation is going to be this year in terms of the framework, what our framework is going to be. This year, 2023, is the year that we grow in grace. When we grow in grace, y'all, we can approach God's throne with confidence. I always say this: faith is a confident attitude toward God and his will for our lives. When we grow in grace, we grow in understanding the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So we're going to be talking about that as we go along. That's our foundation. This podcast is all about spiritual development. We're going to be going and exploring and expanding partnerships. I want us to partner with one another. You cannot walk in this earth realm and not partner with someone. You have to have partnerships. You have to have some like-minded people. Like-minded people, y'all, it doesn't always mean that this person thinks just like you. We don't want to talk about groupthink, but we want to have like-minded people. We want people to support us, and we want to support people. We want to have folks that we partner with that understand the power of our differences. If you are a landscaper and you decide, hey, I'm going to go into business with my friend, or I'm going to go into business with my brother, you guys develop a partnership. Well, somebody has to cut the grass. And then guess what? Somebody has to do the bills. Somebody has to be that person that takes care of the lawn equipment, making sure that the blades are sharp, making sure that you have enough staff to mow all the lawns. But then on the other hand, somebody has to be that person that understands how people get paid, understand how to market the business. So it takes a partnership. It takes somebody, two people that are like-minded, but yet they're different. And so we're going to be talking about that this year. We're going to be talking about our creative nature. I love this. I love the creative side because there are so many people that are spiritual folks that are walking and developing spiritually that are very creative. You'll be surprised at the people in this thing that we call life. They may not be over the top with their spirituality, but they will tell you, man, I didn't get this far by myself. They'll tell you, I believe in God. I believe that that there is a higher power that is operating in my life. And so these people are creative, and we want to be talking about the creative side of ourselves. Also, we want to talk about the ability to get things done in a timely fashion. So many people find themselves procrastinating. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it the next day. I'll do it next year. If I could, I would have, should have, right? And so what we want to talk about is, if we're going to grow, if we're going to develop, we want to talk about not being procrastinators. We got to get it done. You've got the ability to get it done. It's on the inside of you to get it done. We just have to have that confidence. We got to understand that it can happen, and we can make it happen. Also, we're going to talk about good, healthy, essential elements of life. Good health. You got to have good health in life. You cannot go on in life and not have good health. So I do believe this. I believe that you can have all the money in the world. You can be a gazillionaire. You can have riches untold. But if you don't have good health, what good is the money really if you don't have good health? So we want to have good health. We're going to be talking on this podcast, and I'm going to be bringing on people and talking about good health. I'm going to be talking about exercise, always battling to have good health in our lives. And so that I believe that is very essential. So we're going to start this year, you guys, with a fast. It's going to be a 10-day fast. It's going to start January 9th. So I want you guys to start getting ready for the fast. It's not going to be an absolute fast, but it's going to be what I call a partial Daniel fast. You will be able to do the fast. Don't worry. If you've never fasted before, you'll be able to do the fast. Once I release the fast to you, I'm going to ask you, hey, go talk to your doctor. Make sure that this is something that is good for you. And then when you go talk to your doctor, watch what your doctor tells you. Your doctor gonna say, you know what? I've been trying to get you to eat like this for years. And so we're gonna start that fast. And so I'm gonna walk through the fast with you. That's why we're going to have at least two podcasts in January, and then we'll come back and have two more podcasts in February, and then we'll start having and releasing one podcast a month. And I'm going to tie that in with interviews. Again, I'm going to be bringing in early for an interview. I'm going to be bringing in Bishop William H. Murphy. He's the International Bishop of Prayer for the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship International. I'm going to be bringing him in, and we'll be talking about, prayer focus for 2023. So you guys are going to really enjoy that. You're going to enjoy his life and his journey. All right. So the second part of this podcast today, I want us to deal with some spiritual development. The world talks about resolutions. The world talks about making resolutions. Now, we can't act like we don't do it as well. We may not call them resolutions. What we will call them, you guys, is we'll call them spiritual goals. And all of us will set some spiritual goals in our lives. Sometimes one of those spiritual goals is we say, I'm going to read the Bible daily. As a spiritual goal, I'm going to read the entire Bible. I'm going to read the entire Bible in a year. Can it be done? Yeah, it can be done. It can be done, but you got to have some serious discipline, and you got to be prepared if you don't read, Old Testament today and the New Testament today, and you got to be prepared that, what happens if you fall down? Do you just give up? or do you, you know, get back up again? So, you know, so that's a spiritual goal. Some people have that as a spiritual goal. Some people have spiritual goals. They say, I want to increase my prayer life. Spiritual goal. Go to church more. Spiritual goal. I want to become more involved in church. I don't want to just be a pew member, but I want to be more involved in church. Spiritual goal. I want to lose some weight. Another goal. Memorize scripture. I want to read a spiritual book this year. All those are what we call spiritual goals. And what we want to do is we want to set some goals too. We don't want to go through this year and not have something that we are trying to obtain this year. When my daughter used to run track, she used to always talk about a PR, a personal record. Every time they went out, they tried to set a personal record. And so that's a goal. We want to make sure that we have some spiritual goals that we can attain. And so we want to put them out there far enough out there so that they're a stretch to get to, but close enough that we can attain them. We just gonna have to work hard for them. Okay. All right. So I want to talk about what I call a vision board. Vision board, right? And so a vision board is the ability to think about or the ability to plan the future with imagination and wisdom. That's what vision is. Vision is the ability to think about or to plan the future with imagination or wisdom. That's what vision is. And so what we want to do is we want to put this plan on a board, put this plan before us. We want to use our imagination and put it on a board that is before us. So we want to create a board that contains our vision for the coming year. And so when I started talking about earlier, spiritual goals, we might want to put on that vision board your spiritual goals. So one of the first things that I would like for you to do is, you know, go get you a poster board. Go to the store and just pick up a poster board. Take a look at this. Take a look at this vision board. It's just a poster board with some pictures on it. You can, you know, get yourself a magazine that you can cut up, a magazine that you can cut some pictures out of. That's the first thing you do. So you get your vision board. You just go to the store, grab you a board, a little poster board. Remember when we used to do projects on those poster boards? So go grab you a poster board and then grab you some magazines that you can cut up, because we're going to use some visuals within that magazine to create our vision board. But before you create your vision board, this is what I want you to do. You need to wake up and write some stuff down. Before you get started, I need you to steal away. Just go steal away. Get real quiet. Get away from all of the daily noises in your life. Just get away for a minute. Get away for a couple hours and meditate. Ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do this year? What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Ed? I am talking about spiritual development. We're going to grow this year. We're going to grow in grace. We're going to grow in God's favor, but we got to have us a plan. We got to have a plan of attack. And so that's why I want you to continue to listen to these podcasts, because every month we're going to have us a plan of attack. We're going to make this going to be the best year of our lives. Right. And so I want you to just steal away, meditate. What, Lord, what you want me to do? What is it that you want me to do this year? What do you want me to do this year? Because what you are doing this year, it may not be what you were doing last year. So take some time. Be quiet. Be quiet. Steal away. Get quiet with the Lord. And watch this. Be honest about your energy. When we have energy for something, it begins and it ends. So when we have energy for something, it begins and it ends. Be honest where you are with your energy level. Hear me. So you have energy. You have energy in the beginning when it begins. You have then all of a sudden that energy goes away. So make sure that you have that you're honest with yourself and say, you know what? When do I start running out of gas? Right? When do I run out of gas? Be honest with yourself. Because a lot of us, you know, we're trying to grow. We want to grow. This year, we want to grow. We're going to grow on purpose. I'm here to help you grow on purpose. We all going to grow on purpose, y'all. Right? And so we got to be honest with ourselves. We have to ask ourselves, I always get off to a good start, Pastor. I get off to a good start and I'm going good January, February, and March. Oh, what happens in March? Oh, the weather breaks. The weather starts to change. And once the weather starts to change, our attitudes start to change. Yeah, this podcast is going to talk about your attitude. We're going to deal with your attitude. Your attitude starts to change. Then all of a sudden, the goals that we had before us, all of a sudden we start to back away from our goals. We start to do what? Lose energy. So we got to be honest with ourselves. When does energy begin and when does energy end? So we have to be honest with ourselves and talk about that. What we're going to do with our vision board, you guys, we want to take that magazine and we want to start identifying pictures within that magazine that represent our vision for 23. What do we want to come to pass? What is it? What is it? What's our goal? What's our goal? Maybe your goal is to get a degree. You want to graduate. So you may find you a picture of somebody walking across the stage, somebody in a cap and gown, and you put that thing before you and you put that vision board somewhere in your house. Maybe it's in your restroom where you see it every day. You know, my wife, I hope she don't mind, but my wife, she has goals. She writes goals on the mirror, and those goals, she sees those goals every single day. Right. So maybe you want to put your vision board somewhere within your home, somewhere within your apartment, wherever you live, and in your dorm room. Put that vision board somewhere where you can see it every day and you look at it and you say, you know what? This is my goal. Right. So our spiritual goals, they got to be represented on that vision board. What's my spiritual goals? I want to be connected with my church. I want to be more involved in the ministry. I want to be more involved in different aspects of the church. I want to be more involved in prayer. I want to be more involved in Bible study. I need to be more involved. I'm going to be tuning in to this podcast because this podcast is going to help me grow spiritually. So I'm going to set up the notifications. You know, I'm going to like, subscribe, and click that bell notification so I'm notified whenever Maximum Attitude produces a new video. And so so it's got to be represented. So you might even want to cut out a picture of YouTube and have that right before you on your vision board. You might want to cut out a picture of the church and have that right there in front of you on your vision board, because we want to make sure that vision is in front of us. And also we want to have some relationship goals. Remember we talked about earlier partnerships. What partnerships do we want to have? Are we trying to develop partnerships? Are we trying to develop greater relationships with others? What are we trying to do? Do we have on our vision board professional goals? Huh? What do you want? Are you trying to get a promotion? Are you trying to get a lateral move? Are you trying to write a book? What are you trying to do? All right. How are you going to help other people? Is that on your vision board? You know, how is giving represented, i.e. money or investing in others? So you don't always have to give money, but you could give your time. You could invest in others. You could invest at the Boys and Girls Club. You could invest at a homeless shelter. You could invest in a domestic abuse shelter. You could invest in a place that we have locally here in Lansing called Ellie's Place, when children are grieving. You can invest and give some time back to those organizations. And so those are different things that you can have on your vision board. Begin to vision where the board will live in your house. Where are you going to put it? Where are you going to put it? Remember I said my wife writes on the mirror. Are you going to put it in the restroom? Because you always go in the restroom. You always go there. You could put it on the back of the door in the restroom when you get done brushing your teeth. Boom, there it is on the mirror. Wherever. Where will your vision board live? Because you want to be able to look at that vision board every single day. Every day you want to look at that vision board. So that is that is really, you guys, all that I want to share with you guys today. I don't want to come and stay before you that long today. But what I do want you to do, if you're watching on YouTube, I want you to like, subscribe, and click that bell notification to be notified whenever I produce a new Maximum Attitude Produces Maximum Results video podcast or YouTube podcast. Make sure that you are notified. Okay. Share this with somebody. Share this with somebody. Let them know, hey, Thomas has a podcast and this podcast is good, y'all. It's good. I'll make sure that you're not just holding this yourself, but again, you're investing in others. Okay. That's all that I have for today. I just want to say to you guys, maximum attitude produces maximum results. A minimum attitude produces minimum results, and a bad attitude produces bad results. I will see you guys on Thursday, 7 p.m. Don't be late. Talk to you soon.